chatting this morning to a company that has hit the sweet spot literally and figuratively this morning. I chat this morning to Nigel and to Kristen Jacobs from Jacobs Jams Company. So after 10 years in the fast-moving consumer goods industry, they've decided to go it alone and start a jam-making business. Now, out in 2018, Kristen and Nigel left their corporate lives to pursue their own dream, taking their key earnings and sort of with them and incorporating it into their own little business, which led down to this particular path and, you know, why change careers? 0214460567. If you've had any of the Jacobs Jams yet, if you've seen them around and you've had any. Nigel, welcome to the show. And Kristen, welcome to Cape Talk this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for having us.
It is talk to us about your life before sort of moving into this corporate, into this venture.
Well, Zane, I grew up in Mitchell's Plain on the Cape Flats. I was in the 90s, and then I finished my matric, went on to study, and I studied marketing at CPUT. Worked for big corporates as brand manager, marketing manager, very nice positions. And then in 2018, we decided to start our own business because we know we are entrepreneurs at heart. And I will allow Kristen to speak also for herself because
didn't you tell him at the time you got to be mad, you got a nice salary,
that's exactly
we got a nice car,
yes.
We got a nice house, you're going to give all of this up? Didn't you tell him that?
I did say that, and it took Nigel about 5 minutes to convince me, and I was on board.
What did you eventually tell her to convince her to say, you know what, it's going to be tough within the first year, maybe? Or they normally say if the first 1,000 days of any business is the turnaround time. How did you convince her in 5 minutes?
Well, Zane, we spoke in quite a lot of detail, and we discussed how far we've come in our careers, and we realized that when we retire one day, we cannot leave anything behind for our next generation. So it's all about legacy. So we want to start a business, and then when our little boy Hugo, when he's old enough, then we can give him the option, here's a business if you want to take it over, or if you want to venture into something that you want to do. So myself and Kristen, we didn't have that opportunity or that option. So we at least want to give that option to our little boy.
Yeah, and that is the key, isn't it? You can't leave your job to your son because the corporate is not going to take him, but you can leave him a part of your legacy, something that you've built. What was your answer?
I was told, and I agreed, like Nigel said, we didn't have that option, and so it just made sense, yeah, to do it.
Chatting this morning to Kristen and Nigel Jacobs, and they are the Jacobs Jam company out in the Ceres area. So you come from an area where there are a number of fruit farms. You come from the background. There's a lot of pears there. I know there's a lot of apples in the Ceres area. There's the Coo Valley on the other side where you go past sort of towards Montague side, the Montague and Ashton side. There's the Coo Valley over there. So you've situated yourself quite nicely. How did you start putting a business plan together, Kristen?
It was back in, I think, 2018. We were still working at our previous jobs. We then got told of a consultant. We decided we're going to invest from the start and get someone to help us write the plan. So through networks, we got in touch with this person, met with him, and he then agreed to help write the business plan. At the time, while we were still working, we started with product development in our kitchen. So yes, the jam that you see now, it was cooked in my kitchen over weekends. And from there, we upscaled to commercial factories.
And the difficult thing about it all, Nigel, is the fact that when you have a brilliant business plan, there's a couple of things that create stumbling blocks for you. The very first thing is, how do I get finances to get this off the ground? How did you go about that?
Thank you, Zane. And I think Kristen is maybe just underselling herself here by cooking in the kitchen. She's a very highly experienced and skilled food technologist. So when she's cooking in the kitchen, it was all science behind it. And then my background is marketing, so we have a very strong commercial reason why we want to make jam. And you're also 100% correct. For 5 years before we started the business, we were both employed in the fruit value chain in agriculture. I was in agro-processing and Kristen was in primary agriculture. So we decided on jam because we have access to that raw material. We decided on jam because we are based in Ceres and that raw material is on our doorstep. So I just wanted to cover that, and then maybe now I can get back to your question.
Yeah, the question about finances.
Yeah,
because wherever you go, if you go to a number of companies these days, the first thing they say to you is, we need 12 months of statements, 12 months of business, we need 12 months of invoices, and then we can look at it and see how you grow. But how do you get 12 months of statements and 12 months of invoices if nobody's prepared to give you that startup funding? And everybody brags about startup funding and incubation, but it isn't that easy.
Yeah, so it was almost impossible what we pulled off. We wrote a business plan. We took our own savings and our own pensions, and we put it into getting this business plan sorted out. Then we applied for funding with all the normal traditional developmental financial institutions like the IDC, the DTIC, CIFA, CEDA, you name it. We applied everywhere, and we got 10 answers that was no. And 10 entities that told us, we don't believe in you. That's we're not going to fund you.
That's the difficult part of it.
Yeah, that your gene field, it's too high of a risk. And you say, you need a 12-month checking record.
So we used our, at the time it was 12, 13 years in industry experience. And we wanted to use that as collateral. We don't have a tracking record. We don't have financials, but we've got our experience. And all the entities still told us no. Until CIFA came along and they said, look here, because you guys are so persistent, we're going to fund you. And if it wasn't for that, I don't know, because it took us 2 years to get finance.
That is the difficult part, and that is the part that I feel is lacking. We have brilliant small and medium enterprises. We have some fantastic enterprises, but enterprises just normally don't make it because nobody believes in the product. Nobody believes in the business, and nobody wants to take the risk or take the chance with you. The banks will say, No. If you've got a business going and we can see that you really know what you're doing, then we will finance you. And I think that is the key. That is the downfall of it all. So, Kristen, how did you decide to say, okay, this is the range that we're going to do? Because I see your range. You've taken a specific range and said, this is the range. And once you start focusing a range, you start creating a better market than when you go into a sort of watered down making 15 different jams, 20 different jams, and you find out eventually five of them nobody wants to buy.
Yeah, so we did a bit of research and we found that there's two flavors that's most popular in South Africa. So you get apricot, which is a normal household. If you walk in there, you get apricot with peanut butter. Great, yeah. And the second flavor was strawberry. And then while I was busy with product development, I ran out of apricots while cooking. So I opened the fridge and there was pomegranate. And I told Nigel, I'm going to give it a go. And he said, it's absolutely not going to work. It's impossible. And you know what? I proved him wrong. I made pomegranate jam. So that is how the three flavors came about. And we have it in three different sizes. We have a 300 gram, a 600 gram, and a 1.2 kg. Then we also have an offering for the food service industry, for the catering industry, which is the 3.75 kg, as well as 25 kg buckets.
Everybody loves an apricot jam, especially in Cape Town when you start doing snoek and you start preparing your marinade for your snoek. And even if you're just doing a normal braai sauce, if you don't have a dash of apricot jam into it, it's not really going to work. So how difficult was it for you to get the key thing also is getting access to markets, because sometimes when you sit with buyers and you sit in front of buyers, you feel like you the priest coming to ask for money for the church. You come there with a begging bowl. How difficult was it for you to get access to markets?
Well, Zain, I think that is still our biggest challenge within the business is getting access to market. We are currently sold in around 300 stores in the Western Cape, and we are exporting to Zambia. And the biggest thing for us is we need to be in a national retailer. Our factory is of the size that we can supply high volumes. We can produce 100 tons of jam per month. It's a lot of jam. And we need to get into a national retailer. And the irony of it all is we are exporting to Zambia, and we are sold in Pick n Pay and ShopRite in Zambia. But we are not sold in Pick n Pay and ShopRite in Ceres even, let alone the Western Cape, let alone South Africa. And for a small business like ourselves, it's almost impossible to get into the retailers. And a lot of small businesses like ourselves can also attest to this, that getting access to market is the most difficult thing. It's almost impossible. And that is what we want to achieve in next year, 2022, is we want to be in Pick n Pay and we want to be in ShopRite.
You must have in the Ceres area. It's an area that needs employment. Mm. It needs a lot of people, need jobs in that particular area. I know that the farms in the area have some of the most incredible choirs. I've dealt with the people. I know the people of the Kowa Bokkeveld and the Laar Bokkeveld or Kowa Bokkeveld and Warm Bokkeveld and so on and so on and so on. The thing is that how many people do you employ? How have you managed to source people from within the area that you live in?
So Zain, when we speak about employment in our business, we also speak about empowerment. So we worked for the biggest factories in the area. And what we realized is if you start in those factories as, for example, a fruit packer, you can work there for 30 years, you're going to retire a fruit packer or a forklift driver or whatever job title it could be. So in our business, we employ people from the ground up and we empower them, and they can, it's a blank canvas. They can decide where they want to end off in this business. So there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of upliftment. And to get back to your question, is we currently employ 7 people, including myself and Kristen. And if we can get our capacity up and our volumes up and get into a national retailer, we can employ 30 people. So those two goes hand in hand. Get the volume up and employment will follow naturally.
Mm. The key thing, and we've seen this recently in politics, that a number of young mayors have come through within the strategy. You are both very, very young people. are you turning to the youth and saying to the youth, because, you know, these days with youth unemployment at about 74%, and so many young people come into businesses, they work there, and we have the old saying where the old people tell them, yes, but, you know, after you work in a business for a month, you take that salary, you all of a sudden think you're going to be buying a Ferrari with it. Have you been able to convince young people to come on board and say, let us take a chance on you, and you determine your destiny within this business?
That is exactly how we're selling it here. So like Nigel said, we currently 7 employees, and 90% of our employees are still considered youth and black, mostly female, and about 40% of them are male. And like Nigel said, you start out as a cleaner in a corporate, for example, or companies in the area. How we sell it is you come in, you start at the bottom, and as the company grows, you grow with the company. But it's up to you where you want to be and to prove yourself ultimately.
Mm. Corporate sell you the thing that if you start here as a cleaner, we give you a pension, and one day when you're 40 years, you're still a cleaner, but at least you're getting a pension. I'm looking at an award here, which is the Western Cape Entrepreneurship Recognition Awards for 2021, given to you by the Western Cape government. Chat to me about this award, Nigel.
So Zain, this is almost the biggest scoop for Cape Talk and for your show, because the awards took place on Thursday last week. It's the biggest and most prestigious awards in the province. It's run by Minister David Mania, and also endorsed by Premier Alan Windey. So it's a Department of Economic Development and Tourism. They run this competition. It's been running for 9 years. And this year, around 100 plus companies entered, and we were selected as a finalist in the emerging business category. Now, there are six categories, from emerging business, which is your new businesses, and then also established businesses, big businesses, whatever. So anyway, we won our category as the best emerging business in the province, and then by the biggest shock of our lives, we also won the overall competition as the best business and entrepreneurs of the year for 2021. We are still in shock.
I know, and I hope. There we go. There's your applause. I hope that the two of you actually decided to take a little bit of money and go and treat yourself somewhere. You know, besides for the trip to Cape Talk today, there's some nice places along the end too where you can actually take her and go and have a nice evening and just relax and just take it easy. So congratulations on
that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And it's totally amazing. I think this kind of recognition, you know, says to banks and says to all finance companies out there, the big companies and the small finance companies out there, to actually say to them, you know what, you need to look at businesses differently, and you need to look at a chance, because not everybody actually wants to have a franchise. Not everybody. Some, you know, if you have, like, you have the ability and you have the skills, and you say, we can do this business, we can make this, and in doing this we can actually leave a legacy for our child. I've got Walter on the line from Grassy Park. Walter, good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm listening to this couple. I think this is the second time they came on the radio. It's quite a time ago that they came on, and I went to a spa here in Grassy Park looking for their gems. I couldn't find it. Can you tell me which side are they selling this gems in, spa or whatever? And another thing, I've been in a catering in the Navy and in at sea for quite a long time, and I'm retired now, and I was looking at the sample of the gems and here in my neighborhood, and maybe start selling some of the stuff, whatever they want to do. Is that possible
for you to help out Walter, if Walter is looking at you know, a side hustle now that he's retired? How does he go about that, Nigel?
Thank you, Walter, and we apologize. You know, we are trying our utmost to get into as many retail outlets as possible. We are in a number of spas, but we are not in all the spas. And in the Grassy Park area, we are in the Fis Fabriek stores. I think the closest one to you would be in Pelican Park and in Tokai. But Walter, just because you called in and you heard our story before and you looked and you couldn't find, we're going to get your details and we're going to courier you some samples from the factory, from the art, at no cost, just to say thank you to you for supporting us and for believing in us.
Give it to sample to some friends of mine that always come and visit me, and maybe we can start buying your gems.
Is Walter wanting to do some marketing for you? it's quite nice, and that's the lovely part of Cape Talk, listeners. 021-446-0567 and on the WhatsApp line at 072-567-1567. We are chatting this morning to Nigel Jacobs and Kristen Jacobs, and they are the founding members and manufacturers of Jacobs Jams. Very quickly, Kristen, for 2022, you know, the incredible part of this business is that you've grown this business and established this business in the year of COVID and in the 19 months of COVID. So what are you looking forward to in 2022?
We're busy with new product development. So we want to launch another variant. So we're looking at launching mixed fruit jam. And then we also...
Zane, that is a variant in a good way. Because nowadays we just hear our variants in a bad way. Our new jam variant will be mixed fruit.
Yeah. So we're launching that. And then we're also launching Bompies during Feb.
In time for school, yeah.
Yes.
Very quickly, I've got, I think it's Mia on the line. Mia, very good morning to you from Silver Sands.
Hi, assalamu alaikum. Hi, guest. I would like to know, do you have marmalade jam?
No, currently we don't, but that's definitely something that we could do.
That's my mom's favorite.
That's good to know.
Yeah, that's all coming next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Zane. And then we're also looking at launching a diabetic jam. So hopefully towards the, I would say the third quarter of 2022.
Yeah.
If you have a diabetic jam, you let me know immediately. I'm on the taste panel.
I'm on the testing panel.
Because it's just very difficult to actually go out there for somebody who's diabetic myself to actually find these products. And if you find them, they either exorbitantly expensive and so on. Yeah. So I hope that when you develop, you'll keep cost in mind also for the diabetics and develop that. That is our chat this morning. And of course, where do people get hold of you very quickly, Nigel?
Well, Zane, we are on social media. So we're always pushing our followership. So you can find us on Facebook and you can find us on Instagram, Jacobs_Jam_Co. We have a website, and basically the tub of jam is also my business card. So all my personal details are on the tub of jam. So my phone number, email address, okay. You can just contact me in that way.
Jacobs Jam's chatting to us this morning. That's Nigel Jacobs and Kristen Jacobs. Thank you so much for your time.